This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And you're on the Thursday morning show with Anastasia, of course. I've been talking about, I'm going to be having a guest with me on the phone, John Mendel. The time has come. He's right here on the line, I hope. Are you there, John?
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, John. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Now, you're here to talk to us about next Wednesday, which is the 10th of October, World Mental Health Day. We're challenging all Australians to zip it. Tell us all about this campaign.
Yes, well, as you pointed out, World Mental Health Day is a very important day. In Australia, one in five people experience a mental illness every year, so yeah. It's a really big deal. In terms of Zip It, it's a unique campaign. It's the first year that it's running. What it's about is it's about asking people to donate their voice by being silent for 24 hours and to turn up the volume on mental health issues.
Wow.
So if you think of silence, it's quite a potent symbol. On the one hand, you've got people who suffer from mental illness, and often they do so in silence. And on the other hand, silence can counterbalance the noise of everyday life. So it's a bit of a strange juxtaposition, but we think it's going to be a fun campaign and a great way to raise awareness and raise money for the charities involved. So Lifeline's one of those.
Yes. And I was going to say, what are the other organisations that are involved?
So we've got Headspace, we've got Suicide Prevention Australia and the Black Dog Institute. So they're all great charities, all connected in very similar space. And, we think it's going to be a great day and a great event. For people who want to participate in Zip It, the very first thing to do is to go to the website, which is zipit.org.au. And there are several ways you can participate and interact. One is to actually register yourself and raise money by having people sponsor you. And you can also do things such as purchase a talk pass, which are going for the bargain basement rate of $10 an hour. So it's a bit of fun.
It is, absolutely, because I'm just thinking, oh, my God, I'm just imagining participating, which I think I should, just to keep my mouth shut would be almost impossible.
We could make a fortune out of you, Anastasia.
I reckon we could make a fortune out of me as well. Maybe I should do this for a show because, seriously, John, you can't shut me up, mate.
Well, maybe $10 an hour.
Yeah. What a great initiative. So for all those chatterboxes out there, think about it.
Also, you can challenge somebody else to participate, and you can do it directly from the website. Mm-hmm. You can donate to the campaign directly. You can sponsor someone who's already involved, and you can even sponsor one of the celebrity zippers. So we've got some people out there such as comedian Tommy Little, actor Steve Bastoni, television presenter Natasha Foray. We've got Matt D from Bondi Rescue and even musicians such as Byron Williams from The Herd.
Fantastic.
So lots of different ways you can participate.
Yep.
And, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a fun day, but also with a serious note too.
Absolutely. And is it one of the first campaigns is this the first time?
Yeah, this is the first time. So it's a start-up.
Yep.
And, all of the organisations involved are charities, so
yep.
we absolutely rely on, the donations from everyday Australians, and it's these sort of campaigns that keep us going. So to us, it's a crucial part of our fundraising platform.
Absolutely. So basically it's challenging someone to zip it, and it could be anyone, couldn't it, John? It could be your boss, it could be your mum, it could be your best mate. I reckon my parents will probably challenge me to zip it. They would be glad to do that.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Yes.
John, now tell us a little bit about your involvement with Lifeline.
Okay, well, I'm in a media government relations role with Lifeline.
Sure.
So really, I guess I'm sort of the PR person, if you like.
Yep.
But as far as Lifeline goes, we're in that sort of crisis support and suicide prevention space.
Mm-hmm.
And, suicide continues to be a really big problem in Australia. We have, on average, more than 6 suicides per day.
Yeah.
Really is 6 too many as far as we're concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the GLTBI sort of sector, Sadly, particularly with the youth, the research shows us that 30 to 40% of people in that category actually attempt a suicide at some point in their lives.
Yeah, it's really high within this community.
It is, and if you look at the actual suicide rates, it's greater than three times the national rate. So
yeah.
it's a really big problem. Mm. But you know, I think that too often the issue is hidden and it's stigmatised, and you know, people sort of feel a shame or embarrassment about it.
Absolutely, I think that's got a lot to do with it.
Yeah, but they shouldn't. You know, really, I think what that does is it leaves literally thousands of people feeling isolated and alone.
Yes, absolutely.
But what people can do is they can connect with Lifeline. Lifeline's here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 13, 11, 14. You can also connect with us online at lifeline.org.au. We've got a crisis support chat that runs in an online environment in the evenings, which is between 8 p.m. and midnight on the East Coast.
Fantastic.
And really, I guess the key message for us is that help is closer than you think. And, you know, we've got people that would love to help you through your crisis if you're experiencing one. And also, not just yourself, but also look out for your friends, your partners, your families, the people you mix with in the community, and encourage them to seek help as well.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing, John, Lifeline's also great for people that are, it's just a great source where you can pick up the phone, and if you're feeling isolated, you can, even if it's not about you, and it may be about a family member or a friend that you're concerned for, you can still pick up the phone and use it for you as someone that's concerned.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you'll be in a position where you can be sort of very quickly educated as to how to point someone in the direction of help seeking.
Yes.
Which is really a crucial part of it.
Absolutely. Well, John Mendel, I think it's a great campaign. I think it's fantastic. In fact, I like the whole edge to it about zipping it. And it definitely is a challenge, but I think it's quite a creative one. Can you give us finally the final details on that, how we can get involved?
Yep. The thing you need to do is to go to the website,
yep,
which is zipit, just one word, zipit,
yep,
.org.au. And on there are some fairly straightforward pathways as to how you want to participate, whether you want to register or donate or sponsor somebody else or even to buy a talk pass. It's all there ready to go. So
fantastic.
It's going to be a big week. We're hoping to give this a big push, and we'd love for your listeners to participate.
Absolutely. Well, look, it's next Wednesday on the 10th of October, which is World Mental Health Day, and hopefully we're going to be challenging hopefully our listeners to zip it for 24 hours and hopefully raise some lots of funds for obviously Lifeline, Headspace, and what are the other two main...
Suicide Prevention Australia and
yep,
the Black Dog Institute.
Fantastic. John Mendel, thank you so much for your time this morning and sharing this with us.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.